God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This is Bob Linfelt. I'm re-recording the teaching I did earlier this morning because we had some technical difficulties. So I'm teaching it to you now, and we can make it available on our website and Facebook and other places. So God bless you. I'd like to share about an awesome lever of prayer that we can operate that opens the door for our Heavenly Father to do delivering signs, wonders, and miracles. But first, I would like to take a quiet moment, so stay with me, and I'll be back in a few seconds. All right, thank you. Well, what was I doing? I was praying for you and all the believers that are a part of this ministry. I was doing intercessory prayers for the saints. And that's what is the topic of my subject, intercessory prayer. Later, I will share about someone who tirelessly prays for the believers more than anybody I know. Okay? Well, let's get into this. Many, many years ago, when I was in college, I was awoken by my roommate, Tim, in the middle of the night. And he got me up and we prayed for his brother. He was concerned. It was on his heart to pray for his brother, John, who was in Vietnam during the conflict there. And this took place several months after I first got into God's Word. I was searching for many years as a young person, and finally a man by the name of Tim got me involved in a Bible fellowship that really gave me answers to what I was searching for. And I saw God's Word was the true source for truth. So I was a few months since that time. I took a class that summer. And then we went back to school, went back to college, and that fall is when this occurred. And I was not familiar with this intercessory prayer. And so I was pretty excited about what we were doing, but I couldn't, you know, imagine what was going on, that all of a sudden he would want to pray in the middle of the night for his brother. So I was learning quickly about the things of God, and several weeks later, we heard from John. And at that same exact time, we were praying for him. In the middle of the night, he was involved in a huge battle in Vietnam and was exposed to enemy fire. And I believe our prayers made a difference. Since that time, I've seen intercessory prayer work so many times. I even witnessed my son James when he was 4 years old. We were driving in a distance 100 miles from where we needed to be, and he spoke up. He was sitting in the back seat with his brother, and he spoke up and he said, "Mom and Dad, we need to pray for Willie, my good friend." And so we did. We prayed for Willie, his good friend. And when we got back to our destination, we found out that Willie had come down with a rash all over his body. And when we prayed, the exact time that we prayed, he was completely delivered. The rash disappeared. So this intercessory prayer is a powerful thing. I even used it yesterday in a unique way. We were at what we call Agape Now. This is an outreach program that we do Saturday mornings. We just started back doing this in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. We've had to hold off on it. But we went to Ocean Beach in San Diego and offered prayer and water and had a great time talking with people about God and His Word. And we were cleaning up. We were going back to our cars. And this gentleman must have seen us do this. He came over to us and he said, "Are you ministers?" And we said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, I've got a brother-in-law that has a very sick dog in Tijuana. Would you pray for them?" Which I thought was kind of odd. I said, "Well, sure, we'll pray for them and him to be delivered." So this intercessory prayer is a great tool of deliverance for God's people. I bet many of you probably have experienced the results of intercessory prayer. I'm real blessed and thankful for Jeannie's prayer team. There's some 25 believers that have a list of things that people have shared with us, concerns, where they need healing or deliverance. And so this prayer team is praying for them. They're using this lever, intercessory prayer, to open the door for God. You solicit God to bring deliverance to these people's lives. So let's go to God's Word and see about this intercessory prayer where it's shared in the Bible. And we're going to go to Romans chapter 8 to start off. Romans 8, and we'll start in verse 24. And I'm going to be using the King James Bible. "For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For when a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for?" That makes sense, doesn't it? Now, verse 25 kind of reiterates, "But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." So if you're taking action on something that you can't realize right away, you're investing time or whatever, then you patiently wait for it. Verse 26, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities." So there's infirmities that we have that the Spirit will help. And it connects us with this idea that we don't see it right away. We might not see the result right then and there, but we patiently wait for it. So this verse 26 is a key verse in light of intercessory prayer. "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Really, we'll see here, this is referring to speaking in tongues, where the Spirit that we have, the manifestation of speaking in tongues, is utilized to pray for other people, other situations that are going on. So let's take a look at this verse. We'll look at some of the key words here. And the first word we'll look at is helpeth. And in the Greek, there are three parts to this word: sun, anti-lambano. Lambano is the key foundational word here, and sun and anti are prefixes. Now, the word sun means to gather together with, you know, do something together with. Anti should be familiar to us. It's working against something, anti, against something. Lambano is to receive and utilize aggressively. You not only have it, but you're utilizing it. Lambano. Altogether, this word means assist jointly to perform some task, working together to perform some task, or a partnership and cooperation to remove something. Now, God has given us a phenomenal resource to help us remove obstacles, and that's intercessory prayer. We partner with God to do this, and God joins us when we are inadequate, and we don't know all the details. He gets involved not only to remove obstacles, but he also energizes and infuses power to remove the problem. Now, the word infirmities is singular in the Greek. The Greek text is a singular, infirmity, and it's a Greek word that simply means weakness or lack of strength. Okay, so God's going to help us. We're partner with him to deal with a weakness or something that we lack strength in. And we'll see the Spirit will help us because we lack the strength physically and mentally to do it on our own. Now the verse continues. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Yes, we might know that we're praying for a particular person or a situation. We see the big picture, but we lack the details. How can this be taken care of? But God knows. God knows, and via the Spirit, we can pray perfectly by speaking in tongues. And it gets the job done. Now, let's continue on with this verse. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So the Spirit makes intercession. Well, the word intercession in the Greek, it too has three parts. There's two prefixes and then the main word. The main word is tamchano, which means to obtain by hitting the mark. We target it, we hit the mark, the bullseye, okay? Now the prefix in is used to intensify the meaning, to obtain by hitting the mark. And the prefix of hooper means to extend beyond. It's like the word we use as super. If something is super, it is just way out there. It's beyond normal. And that's what this hooper does. It extends beyond here. We use this word later on in Romans chapter 8. We see the great section of verses dealing with being more than a conqueror, right? More than a conqueror. We're super conquerors, some translations will say. And that word is hooper nikaio. And there's that word hooper again. We are conquerors, which nikaio means, but with the prefix super, we're super conquerors or more than conquerors. Okay? So we're reaching out as super intercessors. In this particular verse, back to Romans, huh? We are super intercessors, reaching out to help with an intense commitment to obtain a benefit by hitting the mark. All right, this last segment of the verse is kind of odd, with groanings that cannot be uttered. Sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? Well, groanings are deep sighs. And it emphasizes the effort or intensity associated with making intercession. This phrase, groanings which cannot be uttered, is really a figure of speech. It's an oxymoron. And an oxymoron is described as a figure of speech, something that does not make literal sense, but communicates a point. Groanings are not uttered. Makes no sense, literally. But when we are making intercession by the Spirit, we are bypassing our thinking process, and we're just praying in the Spirit. God knows. We don't need to know all the details. We just speak in tongues, and we know God takes care of it. That's our groanings, the speaking in tongues. So putting it all together, the Spirit helps our infirmity because we know not what we should pray for as we ought. The Spirit in us provides words via speaking in tongues. And this gets the job done perfectly as we speak in tongues because we fall short in our ability to know all the details. But we're super conquerors. And we get the job done through our prayer and speaking in tongues. The next verse, verse 27, says, "And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Now here it is again, said a little bit differently. God reiterates this, so we really get the point. You know, the Spirit, God, he searches and knows the mind of the Spirit, that gift in you, that Spirit that you have within you, the Christ in you. Because your Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So God makes it available for us to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ and pray for anybody. And if we do it by speaking in tongues, it's perfect prayer. It's a perfect intercessory prayer. So we cannot pray this powerfully or perfectly by our five senses. We do need the Spirit working in us, God working in us, so that through the speaking in tongues, we get the job done. This is a valuable act that we have, an opportunity to pray and intercede for people. And it's not done exclusively just by us, the believers, but it's utilized by someone else, perhaps more than anybody else. And that's by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Did you know that's what he's doing now? One of the things our Lord and Savior is doing at the right hand of God is he's making intercession for the saints. But let's take a look at the scriptures. Romans 8:34, verse 34. "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." Our wonderful Lord and Savior paid the ultimate price with his life so that we could have salvation, that we could be born again with this Spirit within, with nine manifestations. What an awesome man of God he was. He was the Son of God, and he did the perfect work of redemption. And yet, now that he's at the right hand of God, he makes intercession for us. And we can see this even bigger in Hebrews. Go to Hebrews chapter 7. In chapter 7, verse 24, "But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood," talking about Jesus Christ, verse 25, "wherefore he is able," Jesus Christ is able also, "to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." He's ever living to make intercession for them. Isn't that fantastic? This act of praying for others is huge. Man, oh man, during these challenging times, we need to utilize our spiritual weapons, namely speaking in tongues much. And God has given us the ability to hit the mark perfectly, thereby overcoming the adversary's strategy over our lives. By speaking in tongues, this intercessory prayer is something we want to do much. I pray every day for the believers. Pray for my family and the believers. Every day I speak in tongues. I picture them. And I pray with this intercessory prayer by speaking in tongues. And listen, if intercessory prayer is good enough for our Lord and Savior to utilize, where he ever liveth to make intercession, then why not us doing it as well? We should be doing it as well, big time. So right now, I would like for you to apply what I just shared with you by praying for others, by praying quietly. And if you could pray quietly in the Spirit, even better yet. So I'm just going to be quiet for a moment here and give you that opportunity to pray in the Spirit, to make intercession for for anybody that comes to your heart. Okay? All right, here we go. All right, amen. We could just go on and on here, but I trust you got the point. And I just pray that you see the greatness of this lever of prayer, intercessory prayer, and that you speak in tongues much for God's people and the situations that we're dealing with. Okay? Well, you're God's best. Thankful that I had the opportunity to share this with you. God bless you. My Heavenly Father, thank you that we can pray and make intercession to you via the Spirit and pray for our brothers and sisters, pray for situations going on, and that you can work mightily in them. So, Father, thank you for all that you have done, for calling us to your family, that we can just walk powerfully for you as we operate the Spirit. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.